I checked the coach's poll. That's where things got cred. Clark is number one, maybe in D1A.
The day I stop loving these Immer Swag songs, well, it'll be the day that he sues us for playing it on the podcast. Don't even know if we're supposed to be playing this, but they're just too good. We got to get some flavor into prep sports now. And Immer Swag, the Las Vegas High rapper extraordinaire, is previewing the biggest game of this week, kind of in that song. Vegas versus Clark, Friday night. No games till Friday this week because of finals. But that's going to be one we're looking forward to. We'll break that down on Prep Sports now before we get to an upset and a near upset from last week that we want to also talk about. I'm Case Kiefer alongside Ray Brewer. We want to remind you that this podcast is brought to you by the Zero Teen Fatalities Program. Zero may not be a good number for a basketball team, but it's the only acceptable number when it comes to teen fatalities on Nevada's roads. Be a zero. Always buckle up. Watch out for pedestrians. And don't drive distracted. Brewer, Clark, Vegas. What's the idiot's guide to this game? What do I need to know going into this on Friday?
Two teams that like to push the ball up the court, prefer to play in transition, and some good players on each side. I actually think, and I don't want to give my pick away, but I think Vegas has got a few more horses than Clark. Clark, of course, has Deontay Jones on the inside. He's headed to Wyoming. Colby Jones and Carter Olson in the backcourt, the juniors, and Vegas led by Ray Smith, Patrick Savoy Jr., and the point guard, Devon Coley, or Cooley, I'm not quite sure how he says the last name.
And according to Immer Swag's song, they got some guy on the bench named TJ, who, if they're winning by enough, TJ is even going to get in the game and score on you, which they said they were going to do against Green Valley, and they did against Green Valley, beating them last week. Vegas 14-2 now. But Clark down at 10-5, they've lost it to some national competition, but still kind of seen as a step above. They're kind of seen as the second best team in town.
Yeah, Clark is in the Division 1A, as the song puts out, and they are just gearing up, trying to get as many good games as possible for the postseason run. Of course, we all know that Clark and Desert Pines are heavy favorites to meet again in the state championship game, and it's what, the second week of January, Keith?
It is.
So we're like 5 or 6 weeks away from Reno.
That's true. Didn't even think about it. One thing I will say is last week we made a big deal about, wow, we're in league play. Here we go. Let's get this started, get some things figured out. Now this week, no league games.
Yeah, no league games.
It's giving me a headache.
We're dark for final exams. But I will say, in terms of upsets, I'm going to ask your opinion. There was two games where the result last week, Case, was a little startling, a little surprising. Startling's a bad word. A little surprising. Del Sol, double overtime, they knock off Coronado. Right? Del Sol, no chance to make the playoffs, allegedly. Allegedly the worst team in the Southeast.
Yeah, we're talking about who's going to take the four spot. We don't even mention Del Sol.
Yeah,
we talked about Eldorado or who's the
Basic
Liberty.
Or Liberty. Del Sol beats Coronado. This is the same Del Sol team that's lost by, you know, 40 points to Green Valley. So, huge surprise. Shout out to those kids at Del Sol. While that was shocking, I'd like to say that Gorman beating Foothill by just 2 points Saturday, equally as shocking. 66-64, Gorman survives against Foothill. I believe Foothill outscored Gorman 25 or 28-10. In the fourth quarter, Gorman up by 16 in the second half, couldn't close the door. Foothill gets hot, comes storming back, and Gorman needs two foul shots with a few seconds left by Noah Robothan to win the game. And that's surprising for me. I don't know if it's more surprising than the Del Sol Coronado game, but I will say this. In the summer, not that summer means anything, Foothill also beat Gorman.
That's true. I have to pick on you for this. You wonder why you're called a Gorman homer. I'm thinking we're going to talk about the two games, talk about little teams a little bit. You give a one-sentence shout-out to Del Sol and start talking about Gorman almost getting beat. Can we give Del Sol some love on the podcast?
We can. I don't know who did what, though, for
I thought we were going to talk about the game a little bit. Brian Greer, 22 points. John Rose Guhas. That's not how you pronounce his name.
Shout-out to Guhas, yeah.
Guhas. 18 points. Yeah, so Del Sol went 75-73. against a Coronado team we both like, thought we're on the up and up, we're going to get better. So Del Sol definitely deserves some love. What about from a Coronado perspective? Is this just a blip? I mean, we talk about how anything can happen in high school basketball, or does this make you think a little bit differently about Coronado and worry about them going forward?
Well, what I worry about is that Coronado clearly overlooked Del Sol. You know, it was a game they were predicted to win, the game they should have won, and they didn't bring their best. They didn't play inspired. And when you let a team hang around, I don't care what sport it is, bad things could happen. Coronado bounces back, though, the next night and handles Liberty rather
than Destroyed Liberty.
Destroyed Liberty.
Thought that might be a close game.
Yeah, well, especially after they lost to Del Sol. So Coronado clearly overlooked Del Sol. But, you know, it's two games into league play. Everything is going to work itself out in the long run.
And could Del Sol sneak in the playoffs? Could they get the four? Are you making them contenders now or still? No way. They are 7-10. And the team you still last week I said I didn't like, and you said still have the chance. El Dorado is 4-10, really hasn't shown any signs of anything. Is it really that far fetched to think Del Sol has a chance?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just asking. I wasn't saying there was a right or wrong answer.
Max Preps. Give us some of the results.
Let's see if them or El Dorado have any similar opponents. Del Sol. Lost by, hey, they beat Moapa Valley. Beat Pahrump Valley. Destroyed Pahrump Valley.
I mean, they should be in the lower lid.
They lost to Valley by 43 points. El Dorado also played Valley. Lost by 18. So there's a, I guess, an argument in your favor. Played a close game against Chaparral. Chaparral used to be good. Your alma mater used to be pretty decent at basketball.
Yeah, they lost their best player to Vegas, and they're no longer competitive.
All right, so the answer is, yeah, it is still a little far-fetched, but you never know what can happen. A couple more upsets, and who knows. They did turn around and lose two nights later to Foothill, 74-68. So that wasn't very competitive. But the real story, which you already talked about, Foothill two nights later, plays Bishop Gorman on the road, I believe. It was at Gorman on Saturday, and puts up one heck of a fight. They're down big in the second half, but storm all the way back like we know they can because they have some scorers on that team. Tie the game with below a minute left, but Gorman sneaks out with a 66-64 victory.
Yeah, and it just shows that when Foothill's making its outside shots, Jalen Shepard,
Austin Starr.
I can't believe I forgot that kid's name because I was going to mention him first. They have a chance to hang with anybody. And we've said this 1,000 times, but the playoffs are going to be interesting with Vegas, Canyon, Foothill.
Yeah, and Austin Starr had 28 points in this game, made 8 threes. So I think he deserved to be mentioned first. The other kid, maybe he's hurt. I don't even think he played.
Maybe
according
he
to the box score.
At this hour.
Well, still 8 for 13 from three. That'll keep you in any game. Stepping up at the end, I believe Noah Robotham hit 2 free throws for the win. Another go-to senior guy for Bishop Gorman. So I think last week we talked about this, and I said we're not going to pick against Gorman to lose any game, but I wouldn't think it's that far-fetched if they tripped up once and lost one. And sure enough, it almost happened. Foothill came awfully close.
And for Gorman, you either A, worry that, you know, your guard struggled a little bit against Austin Starr, or B, you got to use it as a wake-up call for sure.
Yeah, maybe don't – I mean, it's a basketball game, so if you get a big lead, don't just think the game's over. Don't go through the motions because a team that can hit some shots can come right back.
Exactly.
Yep, so Gorman will be in action Friday.
Possibly.
Possibly. Everyone playing Friday, as we said before. So you want to run through...
let's do the picks, baby.
These picks that we...
give us the records first,
came up
kid.
With. You're too good at picking basketball. You're amazing. It's ridiculous. Gorman actually isn't playing Friday. Should throw that out there. They don't play till next week. The basketball records, you are 23-6. I'm 20-9. Every toss-up game you get, I won one last week.
You're in contention, though.
In contention, I doubt it. We'll see.
after this week, we differ on several games. Let's go.
We do, and I'm probably going to lose this first one that we differ on. Our review at Coronado.
No way. You pick Coronado?
You got to go on an upset every now and again.
I mean, yeah, go with a reasonable – this is – yeah, I totally get your logic. Coronado could pull off a shocker, but – they lose to Del Sol last week?
I think they did, but it was a wake-up call. Did you see what they did the next night? If they play like they did the next night against Liberty, I think they got a chance. Arbor View, look, they're 13-1. I'm not taking anything away from their season. I mean, I can't make a good case for this, but they've had some off nights. They've had some games where they've had to slip by, some games that are close till the end. They only beat Green Valley by 4. I think Coronado's just as good as Green Valley. All it takes is one good night from Coronado, one bad night from Arborview, and we could see the upset here.
Okay. The same Arborview team that we agreed on 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago was the only team that had a chance to beat Gorman.
Well, you want to give me some points and make this the
eight,
the $5 game? I was going to go nine.
Nine is fine. $5.
All right. Nine for $5. I think that's a fair number.
I agree.
I've got Coronado. You've got Arborview. Which brings us to the next game. Maybe we should have saved this for last because it is the Emmer Swag special. Vegas at Clark.
Vegas at Clark. Listen, Clark is likely going to win the state championship. They've got a player who I adore in Kobe Jackson. And he and Carter Olson in the backcourt are as good as they get. They both shoot the ball extremely well. You have to guard the perimeter. But I saw Vegas last week, and when they get in transition with Smith and Savoy and Colley or Cooley or whatever his last name is, I just think they're too athletic for Clark, and I think they're going to win the game on the wings with Smith and Savoy Jr.
I love this Las Vegas team. I talked about it last week. I couldn't even convince myself to pick against them. Even though every year this is about the time where they seem to kind of have their swoon. They start off really hot. We think they're a state tournament contender, and then it never comes forward. I don't think that's going to be the case this year. I think they're going to be on top all year. That being said, I kind of have a role to fill, right? If I have a reputation to uphold. If it's ever a close game and I can't really know who to pick, I always pick against Vegas, right?
Or against me, but yeah.
No, yeah,
because I always have Vegas.
Yeah, you always have Vegas. So that being said, I think Clark is still slightly better. I think Clark can win a big game. It's gonna be really close. Could go either way. They're at home. I know that gym can get rowdy for a big game. I went to a game there a couple years ago. I think Clark finds a way to sneak one out.
Is this a big game though?
I think so. It's two great teams, right?
It is, but not as big as like when they played Gorman, right?
Well, not that big. But okay. I mean, if we can get enough people to listen to the
song. I've been sending it out to people.
Yeah, we need to get it. Yeah, I think right now he's got like 400 plays, and the goal, as stated on the song, is to get to 1 million.
Oh,
we need this to go platinum. So help us out. If we can get like, unfortunately, my name's just Case Keefer. I'm not related to Chief Keef. Maybe he could help us out and tweet it out, and then we can get 1 million. So 400, let's get that up there. I'm going Clark. Sorry to Emmer Swag and all our Vegas friends. Next game is Centennial at Basic. Centennial just keeps rolling along. They are now, I still think, 13-2 maybe, something along those lines. 15-1. Wow, I thought they even had two losses. They're playing great, and I don't see it ending against Basic.
I don't see it ending against Basic either, but I think the Wolves put up a good fight.
Fair enough. The next game is Cheyenne and Palo Verde. No offense to Palo Verde. They're playing... they've played competitive a couple games. Maybe they'll be in that playoff race for a 4 seed. But it's just crazy for me to be – this might be the first sport I've ever covered somewhat closely in the high school realm in Las Vegas to actually pay attention to that Palo Verde is not like one of the best teams in town.
They're
it's
young.
So weird to
they
see
got a
them.
Lot of
like,
young players.
It is just so weird to see 6-11 next to Palo Verde's name.
Yeah.
I just don't expect them to have a losing record at anything.
How the mighty has fallen. I mean, I remember when Shap won at everything, and now they're lucky to get enough kids to fill the team.
Well, I don't think it's going to be a long-term thing for Palo Verde. I think they're going to be back. They have a lot of juniors and sophomores they're relying on. I think it'll be enough to beat Cheyenne. You picking them? Are you picking China? Oh. You picking the Desert Shields?
I thought I already gave you my pick.
Oh, okay. Maybe I wasn't listening close enough.
I picked Paolo as well.
All right. Elko at Green Valley.
I took a surprise in this one. I got Elko, the Indians, making the seven-hour bus ride down to Southern Nevada. Elko is the best team in the Division 1A North. Last year in the state semifinals against Clark, who we obviously both respect, they put up a big-time fight, only lost by, I think, 7 or 8 points, and they had nothing but underclassmen out there. I think this Elko team is going to come down and get a W.
Notable alumni from up north at Elko, Michael Sue, the 2008 winner of Mr. Hong Kong, and Yasmina Chavez, LasVegasSun.com photo coordinator.
Who played basketball.
Just wanted to throw that out there so we don't get to talk about Elko a lot. She played basketball, so I'm sure she's going to be dismayed when she listens to this, as I'm sure she does every week as she's putting in the photo assignments. I'm going to pick against them. I think Green Valley's strong at home. You go from last week, you had to talk yourself into picking against Green Valley again when they played Las Vegas at home. You said that's how good their home court advantage is. Now you're going to pick Elko to ride these buses down here 7 hours and beat them at home?
I was going to tell you this. The Instigator Nation, not that strong in hoop.
Oh.
It was pretty silent in there. There's maybe 20 kids, and they weren't into cheering that much.
Wow. I went to a game there a few years ago, and I thought
they were crazy, yeah.
Yeah, it was a little bit better.
They were very, very tame, and they didn't impact the game whatsoever.
All right. Well, I'm going Green Valley. Either way. Next game is Spring Valley at Durango.
I'll take Daryl Gaynor for Durango against anybody on Spring Valley. Give me the Blazers.
Yeah, even though what a disappointing season it's been for Durango, 3-7.
Losing Paris Estrada set them back.
Right. I'm still going Durango here, though. Shadow Ridge at Silverado. This seems like actually a pretty interesting game that could go either way. That being said, we were in agreement on the same side. Who'd you pick?
I used my bus theory. It's a long drive from Shadow down to Silverado, and I took the Hawks.
All right, I'm going Silverado, too. I think this is a team that's still, while not great, I think they can beat quite a bunch of people. I think they could still sneak into the playoffs at the four. Brings us to our final game, Rancho and Bonanza.
I picked Rancho because how often do I get to say that?
That's true. I like Bonanza here, even though my one win against you last week was picking against Bonanza. I'm going to jump back on board this week.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, anything else you want to throw out?
Shout out to Jordan Jared Davis committing to Eastern Washington.
Oh, that's right. We should have talked about that. The Davis brothers at Canyon Springs, who we obviously think very highly of. Think they're going to be tough to beat this year, going to Eastern Washington to join Sir Washington, another former
Las Vegas prospect, yeah. AAU member, and Clark Charger.
Yeah, so good for them. We'll be back next week to talk more Canyon Springs, talk more basketball. Thanks for listening.